Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How popular is this idea now?
It's true. We talked to a number of lawyers in the Bay Area and elsewhere, and they're seeing a lot more young entrepreneurs come to talk to them and wanting a prenuptial agreement, even for, you know, these aren't companies that they've even necessarily started, but they're in their head. And so it seems to be rising to a new level now, with particularly with millennials. And it's funny, you hear people talk about the idea economy and you think about people, companies protecting IP and people filing patents, but this is sort of people protecting something that may not even be in any sort of form other than, you know, floating around in their brain.
Some of them, we used to call them paper millionaires, like they're millionaires on paper, but sometimes it doesn't come to fruition. So, I'm sure they're doing the cart before the horse, so to speak, but could this bring other problems into it as well?
Well, you know, it's sort of a smart thing to do in some cases, because investors can be in a company can be concerned, you know, that the spouse, you know, who is not involved in sort of the entrepreneurial experience, you know, will gain some control over shares. So there's a sort of a legitimate concern among sort of the VC and investor world that an entrepreneur have this sort of prenup, so that the voting control of shares stays within, you know, the circle of people who know a lot about the company. But, you know, I think a lot of people, a lot of millennials are marrying later when they are more educated and they're sort of more set in their careers. And I don't think these kind of agreements necessarily lead to are a bad sign. They're more just let's get things clear. And I think it can actually clarify issues rather than lead to any sort of, you know, antagonism.
So, Suzanne, are you saying that millennials are practical?
I know. Shocking, right?
I know.
It's really true, I think.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.